When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You want to see the walls vibrate?
I want to see my legs come off.
You want your refrigerator to start talking to you? Hello, Carly.
Welcome to the Lightweights Podcast. My name is Joe. Today's guests, we have Mike Sheffer and Carly Incontro from the podcast Good Influences.
Guess who's coming on my podcast next? You know.
Eminem.
I wish.
Could you imagine?
We've been mixing and mingling their entire podcast crew. So the next up has to be Erin and Matt. So if you want to see that, leave a comment down below.
We like
Carly how she is.
Yeah, we do.
I don't.
Actually.
Make sure to hit the subscribe button. We're almost at 30,000 subscribers. I would love to hit 100,000. Put that silver plaque right over there. So without further ado, Mike Sheffer and Carly Guilfoyle.
You ready, right. Joe?
You guys
What's
ready?
Up, guys? Welcome back to Lightweights, everybody's favorite podcast.
Teeny
today we
weeny.
Have two of the best hosts of the Good Influences podcast.
Do you guys think you're the better half of Good Influences?
I don't know anymore because you just said that him and Erin are the best.
Well, no, they were easier to talk to.
Really?
How is that possible? You got me and Matt King.
Because you guys, I feel like I have to like tiptoe around things. Like Mike and Erin was just like...
Yeah, what do you want to know?
I can't tell if this is a bit that you're like...
Me and Erin were on the show, it was
so
just
fluid.
Like, it was almost easier than doing a Good Influences episode.
That was what they both said. They're like, wait, that was so easy. I'll do another one.
Because we do Good Influences every damn week.
I know, yeah.
That's why it's different.
Go ahead.
Oh, I had a question really fast. It is Friday when we're recording this. Do you guys want to watch the Eras Tour movie tonight? It's only like 4 hours.
Oh, it's on Disney Plus now. Pretty cool.
Hold on.
How much do you think they bought the rights to show that Taylor Swift show? Concert.
I think she signed a 3-movie deal with them, like forever ago. So she did one of her Long Pond sessions on Disney Plus, her Eras Tour, and I guess there's maybe one more, or maybe she already did. I can't remember.
Is this just like the live show?
It's like her concert.
Oh, I would watch that.
I know. I feel like you'd be a fan.
I would like that.
She made $70 million just on the Amazon, selling it on Amazon for like 2 days.
That's so sick.
So how much do you think Disney bought?
She could buy
for?
Another plane soon.
She has so much money. She probably has a team of accountants.
She probably owns an accounting firm.
She has a team for her accountant. Yeah. She has a team for a team for a team for her accountant.
How? And she never leaves her house, too. Travis Kelce's going out to all these parties, and she's just home.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he just at some concert last night? Justin Timberlake concert?
The NSYNC concert.
That's
reunion
so fun.
Tour.
Well, no, it was Justin Timberlake who brought them on for a few
well,
songs.
For Joe, it's the reunion tour.
It was the NSYNC reunion tour.
Did you
tour.
See Justin Timberlake just did a Tiny Desk concert?
No.
What's
oh,
Tiny
my God.
Desk?
It's unbelievable.
Excuse Is he me? Coming back? I feel like he was so icky, and now he's coming back.
He just put out an album today. I don't know when this comes out, but he put out an album today, which is really good. I listened to it.
You listened to it in full?
I like skip through most of it, but I listened to the Tiny Desk first.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get
I mean,
the
he's
vibe.
He's so good.
He is.
He's just kind of an ick.
You know what I miss? Buying a CD and listening to it from beginning to end and having that physical artwork and reading the thank yous and seeing who was involved and like seeing all the different little behind the scenes photos from their special little photo shoots. I miss that so much. Are you going to be on your phone the whole time?
No, I'm sorry. My water delivery guy just texted me and I forgot to leave the gate open. So
he has to leave.
I actually have to go. No, it's fine. I was only down by one water bottle. Do you guys get water delivered? How do you do it?
Wait, what about my CD rant?
Oh, I was going to say, this tripped me up so hard. And I know you do have something to show us, and I want to get to that. So I'm not ignoring your
I already forgot about it. It's okay. This is Joe
Slay. I'm glad he forgot. Anyways, I saw a TikTok forever ago. I think it was when like Harry Styles put on an album or something, and he did a cassette tape part of it. Like, you can get the cassette tape, so it's like a special thing. And there was a TikTok, and this group of girls, they were probably like 14 or something, they could not figure out how to open it. And she was like, well, my mom's a millennial, so I'll just have her do it. I was like, oh my
that they don't
God.
Know how to even like open the cassette,
no,
put
they
it
were,
in.
You know the back of it where there's like a tiny little bar? I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah,
like,
the thick
when
part.
You open it, yeah. They were trying to like open it with that. They were trying to like pry it open.
Oh,
and I was
they
like,
couldn't open like the plastic thing
no.
for the cassette? Oh, geez.
No, but like how are they supposed to, like how do, I wouldn't know how to use an A-track.
Or like a dialing a rotary phone. Do you guys know how to do that?
Well, yeah, I can do that.
You know how to do that, Joe?
Probably not.
Where you like go bring.
That was before my time, dude.
Well, it's before all of our times.
I'm a Gen Zer, dude.
Oh, wait, am I the youngest here?
No.
I think I am.
Oh, yeah, you are.
What year is Gen Z? 96, right?
I think. 97?
Probably.
What's below that? Gen Alpha?
They're like making fun of Gen Z already.
Are they really?
Yeah, probably. But they're like 8-year-olds.
I've been getting online bullied quite a lot recently.
Oh, for what?
Unsurprising.
It's really just because it's my face.
What do you mean by your face? What have they been saying?
People say that I look like Eminem, and they're calling me Feminem and Skittles.
Are you actually being serious?
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's really crazy,
wow,
Joe.
I've never put that together.
The second you said that, it just clicked.
It's my beard.
It's the beard, the blue eyes, and the way that you're wearing your hat right now. You look like 2024 Eminem. You don't look like olden days Eminem.
No, I don't look like Leech Blonde Eminem.
Wait, was this a while ago?
No, every comment.
I swear.
And now they're getting more aggressive.
You should lean into this. You should lean into this, Joe.
And be more Eminem?
Start lip-syncing Eminem.
Do you know any Eminem songs?
No, be an insufferable, like, impressionist person who thinks that they're Eminem. Like, you turn into Eminem and see the internet, like, flip its lid, be like, who the fuck is this guy that
you know Eminem? Do you know any Eminem songs, like, every word?
Yeah. Like I try rapping really fast, but it's just really bad.
All right, Joe, let's see it.
Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, he's nervous, but on the...
I'm already fucked up.
Good Lord.
Pretty cool, though, huh?
I mean, you do kind of look like 2024 Eminem.
That's crazy.
It's just the black hat.
It's all
of
it.
Yeah.
Everyone says you look like Jack Antonoff.
I have heard that before.
Everyone says I'm Paris Hilton. That or like Kylie Jenner.
Or like Pam Anderson.
Oh, 100%.
Like in her peak, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Baywatch.
Yeah.
Okay,
boobs and all.
Yeah.
I get that.
Oh, did you guys know that I've talked to Haley Jade on TikTok before? Like, we follow each other?
That's insane.
Eminem's daughter.
Yeah, that's very fucking cool.
Yeah, it's very random, but.
Did you ever message her?
Yeah, because I accidentally sent her a live on accident.
I accidentally sent her my mixtape.
She actually has a podcast called A Little Shady.
I'd be scared to say her name because he gets really mad if you say her name.
That's only when she was like 12.
Oh, okay.
She's married now and everything.
No, but he just did a whole song about MKG.
MGK.
He did?
MGK.
Recently?
Well, like a couple years ago, but what did I say?
MKG.
What is it?
MGK. Machine Kelly Gunn.
Okay. Anyway, sorry, continue. Haley Jade, you're
probably... I accidentally sent her a live once, and I was like, oop, this is embarrassing. And I sent another text, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I did not mean to send that to you. And she was like, oh my gosh, no worries, it happens to me all the time. And then she followed me. And I was like, Haley Jade, love that name.
And also, Joe Rogan's Jamie, pull this up, follows her as well on Instagram.
Joe, I'm blowing up.
How are you getting all these people to notice you?
Because she looks like Pamela Anderson, Paris Hilton, and
Kylie Jenner
combined.
In her prime.
And 2024.
She's no filler.
Way
Kylie
funnier
Jenner.
Than all of them, too.
Yeah.
Guess who's coming on my podcast next? You know.
Eminem.
I wish.
Could you imagine?
If you had Eminem, you have to tell me.
I think you'd really care about who's coming on.
I don't think he'll do anything.
I would?
Yeah, I probably would. If Eminem came on my pod, I wouldn't tell anybody.
I think he'll be excited.
Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
No, but that'd be a really good get.
A fellow Jersey boy.
No, he's a Vegas powerhouse. He's been...
A magician?
No.
Oh.
A magician.
Stand-up comic, but he's been there forever. He was recently on Rogan. Orange hair.
Orange. You're having Carrot Top?
Pretty insane.
No way.
Pretty cool.
Matt and I were just saying we want to go see his show because apparently it's really, really funny.
Is it in Vegas?
Yeah, it's in Vegas. And he's just like so dialed in because he's been doing it for so long.
He's so funny. He's an icon.
You're having him on the pod.
Yeah, I'm pretty sick.
Do you have a good clickbait title and thumbnail?
Carrot Top endorses me as being a comedian.
Let's workshop that after
this. Yeah, we'll do it after this.
And we died.
What?
And we died.
And we died.
Do you remember when Aaron and I said name every title that?
Yeah.
every single YouTube video was called like blah blah, and we just added and we died because we thought the clickbait was so funny.
That
and
is
stupid.
Funny.
Did those perform well? Like adding and we died.
Just normal, I think. But then like now, like it was at a time where
you wouldn't get to
YouTube didn't care that it was in the title, but now you can't put died in the title.
Unalived. And we unalived.
And we unalived. We got unalived.
Does lying in your titles work for you?
Most of the time, yeah.
Do people ever get mad that you just literally are lying?
I'm not lying.
Good Influences breaks up.
I said split up, and it was true. Half of the group came on my pod. You guys split up.
I mean, the way you're making it like it's a breaking news story that the podcast is ending.
Did you guys just leave Good Influences together?
Is that what this title is going to be? Mike and Carly leave Good Influences?
Are you guys explaining again? Why you're leaving again?
Okay.
Right now, you're explaining why you left.
Look at him getting the algorithm.
I know.
Going,
he's so getting his TikTok. So Matt's insufferable. Mike's insufferable. Aaron's insufferable. I'm insufferable. We all hate each other.
That's really that's how you feel?
Yeah.
And we only do it for the paycheck.
I can't talk about it right now. Like, I'm literally going to cry.
Yeah. I mean, the TikTok reach is just blowing up right now, even though they're getting rid of it. Do you guys think we're going to get banned?
I kind of don't think so. I don't really care, but I think that a lot of times things will pass the House very easily. And then when it gets to the Senate, that's where things break down and it takes months and months and months. I know Biden said he would sign it when it gets to his desk, but like, he says a lot of things. So
that's so losery of him. Just be like, I'm going to ban TikTok. It's on my desk. Okay, if your best friend jumps off a bridge, are you going to jump too? stupid Joe Biden.
It is a little.
I'll vote for you again, but I don't like you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to. It's not going to happen immediately. If it's, it's at least, I would say, 3 to 6 months away.
Well, it's 6 months for sure. They have 6 months to. After it goes through the Senate, I believe if they pass it, then they have 6 months to sell it to a U.S. company.
And also, like, if TikTok does get banned in the U.S., I think they're going to be fine as a company because their U.S. market is, like, such a small percentage of their world market. They are all over the world.
That's not what we're worried about, though. We, as Americans, need to have our TikTok.
We need to brain rot. Where will I do that?
I think someone should just make the exact same app, but redo it. I wish Vine got brought back. 6 seconds is all we need.
No, Vine. Well, they could judge Vine up and make it good. Like, TikTok is so much better.
When I see a TikTok now, it's like 9 minutes of someone telling me a story. This is not what I downloaded this app for.
Oh, my algorithm is so good. Everything's catered perfectly.
Yeah, same.
Oh, my TikTok algorithm is just people talking to me and yelling at me and long stories that I just don't care about. I am a big shorts and reels guy.
Really?
You're so millennial. Get out of this chair.
It's truly because the algorithms are just so... oh my God, my reels algorithm is so much better.
I feel wrong. Like, if I accidentally swipe a reel, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
No,
like,
they're so much better. For me, it's... is TikTok not just people, like, talking at you, your whole feed?
It's mostly just, like, things I like and Taylor Swift.
Like what? But it's people talking at you is what I'm
saying. Well, yeah, but it's always stuff I'm interested in. Like, Kate Middleton... like conspiracy or
right, but that's like that. What I'm saying is, to me, I'm like exhausted by getting talked at.
You know what I'll immediately swipe at?
What
if there's any TikTok that's like, you know how I feel about blah blah blah? I'm like, don't care. Or if it's like, right, this person needs to shut the fuck up. I'm like, everyone needs to shut up with their goddamn opinion.
That is exactly my point about TikTok.
Yeah, those are insufferable. But I like it when it's like, here's my theory about Kate Middleton. So I saw this photo yesterday. Blah blah blah. Like, I don't mind those.
Right,
those are fun.
But. Okay, reels. Nathan For You reel. Hilarious. Love Nathan For You. Next reel. Jordan Peterson.
Love Jordan Peterson.
I would skip that. Next is, JPEG Mafia. Genius interview.
Your fucking feed looks like...
incredible drummer. Nate Smith. Like,
this is so like not TikTok, though.
I know, but this is what I want to see.
Well, then that's perfect for you.
Beautiful, yeah, perfect for you. Bossa Nova guitar playing.
You can't even speak that language.
It's called Portuguese, and just because I can't speak it doesn't mean I can't appreciate the
music.
Like,
I want to see why someone's husband left them. I don't want to watch... that.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweights podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, a guy on a surfboard doing a kickflip.
Yeah, see, this is like Facebook videos to me. Like, I need, like, why my husband left me, or like, why my best friend isn't my best friend anymore.
Right,
like, I like those.
You want the stories of people talking.
Yeah. But I don't want anyone's opinion about anybody else, to be honest, anymore.
Do you guys like Dippin' Dots?
Yes.
I used to think that they were like the greatest thing in the world. I was obsessed with them. I loved the branding. I want to know the whole history. I would seek out places to go where they had Dippin' Dots because they called it the ice cream of the future. And I was like,
This is happening.
And then I got it, and it just doesn't really taste that good.
I can't remember. I feel like I liked it, but yeah, the texture's so weird.
It's so firm and so icy.
Yeah, and it's with dry ice, which is like a different kind of cold. And there's a flavor that the dry ice imparts in it that I'm not super partial to.
It's like freezer burny.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Wait, I need to get it. Or do they have it at the mall?
They have it at like one mall an hour away.
That's it?
And theme parks.
But yeah, theme parks.
The reason that they don't have them everywhere is because you need a special freezer to keep them at such a low temperature. That's why they're so hard to have.
I wish they made like salt and straw Dippin' Dots. Like, ooh, that would be cool.
Salt and straw's so good.
Oh, I wonder why they don't do that.
Because Dippin' Dots are just not practical.
They kind of did something like that. Remember those ice cream places where it'd be like smoky or whatever? Like your breath would be, it's because of dry ice. So I feel like they just did it in a different way.
But that's why you never saw Dippin' Dots. You always saw Dippin' Dots at their own stand.
Right.
Yeah, they were always a loner. It was so sad.
It was really weird.
No food court.
No.
No, just by itself. Even at a theme park by themselves. So I have to go all the way to, what, Six Flags?
And you have to go find it.
And I have to ride a roller coaster and then get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we think Salt and Straw is using artificial flavorings for their insane flavors? Or are they actually making...
I don't know if I've really had it.
Where they have, like, licorice brownie. Or they'll have, like...
Pistachio...
Like, are they using actual ingredients or is it just chemicals?
I'm assuming it's flavored.
No, it's all real.
Chemicals.
You see the chunks of it.
That's what I'm saying. Is it like gourmet actual?
Yeah, it's like gourmet ice cream, man.
I want to try. I think I've had it.
Have you been to Salt and
Straw? Barely.
It's right on Ventura.
No, I know, but there's always like a crazy line. I'm like, it's just ice cream, guys. Calm down. But
I'm sensing a food mukbang in the future.
I would love that, Joe.
We go get Dippin' Dots from
Six Flags.
Six Flags.
Guys, we're all the way here, 2 hours away.
For one bite.
It's not that far. It's like 40 minutes.
I didn't really like it.
Joe, it was so funny.
Can we do a mukbang?
A Salt and Straw? Can you have that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
Are you not going to ask me?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, we can do it. We have to use one of your guys' cars.
I cut you off, Carly.
Use his car. We'll mess up his car. I don't remember what I was going to say.
Did you see that the real estate agent law just changed?
No.
Oh, real estate agents aren't getting the 6% commission anymore.
What do they get?
It's now negotiable.
Whoa. Is this a worldwide or national thing or just in California?
It's supposed to be national. Not
that's got to be fucked up, correct? I mean, I'd be mad if I was
It changed the entire industry.
But 6%, I feel like that... In New Jersey, I don't think it's 6%. I think it's like 2%.
No, it's always 6% all over, but the seller pays for the buyer's real estate agent fees. So basically, the seller has to pay 6% commission, and then the 6% is split 3% to the seller and 3% to the buyer's real estate agent. Mm-hmm. But now there was some kind of lawsuit that happened, and now it's just not there anymore.
So could it also technically go up? Could real estate people be like, I need 10% if you want this deal?
I mean, yeah, but no one's going to pay it.
Damn. So what are they? I mean, where'd you see this and find out about it?
TikTok.
Oh, so are people like, this is really bad?
I called my real estate agent about it because I want to get perspective.
Yeah.
And it kind of just weeds out the people who aren't really that good. And
So the Selling Sunset girlies are going to be fine.
If that's what you're worried about. We're still going to get the show. Josh Flagg is still going to be on Million Dollar Listing. And it's going to be great everybody.
I honestly haven't watched it in many seasons.
Oh, well. But. Pretty crazy though, huh?
Yeah, that's really interesting. That's like sad.
I feel like everything's just changing. Like that, like TikTok being possibly banned. Like so many industries are just
move?
To where? Jackson Hole?
Canada?
Are you guys
Did you guys watch Yellowstone?
No.
No.
What's wrong with you?
Well, we have lives.
It looks too Western-y and boring.
You guys watch Vanderpump?
I don't watch any of that stuff. Have you seen The Curse?
What's that?
Oh, I think it's Emma Stone's best performance of the year.
Oh.
It's Nathan Fielder, Benny Safdie, and Emma Stone, on Showtime.
Uh-huh.
It's insane. I don't know if you guys like the Safdie brothers. They did Uncut Gems and Good Time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a
naming two banger movies. Of course we like that.
Yeah, well, so if you like those movies, that show is like 10 episodes of that kind of like filmmaking style where it's really uncomfortable and like shot really well. And I think Emma Stone's performance is better than her Poor Things performance.
Damn.
What's it called?
The Curse.
And what's it on?
Showtime. I think it's on Showtime, but it also might be on Paramount Plus.
Oh.
I don't know. They're all
mixed
up. That's
another new thing. It's like, what are all these goddamn streaming services?
I'm spending so much money per month on all of them.
Like, it's crazy.
And they'll just raise the price without telling you. Like, my Hulu is $18 now. Netflix is $20 now.
Yeah.
Paramount Plus is like $15-$20. It's like a damn cable subscription.
I know.
Speaking of Netflix, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, who do you have?
Oh, Mike Tyson is for sure going to win.
What'd you say?
Are they fighting or in a beef right now?
No, they're going to fight. They're going to box.
When? On Netflix? On Netflix?
I did read that there's some dumb fucking rules about it, though.
That is like, a made-up TikTok.
Is it made up?
Yes, it is 100% made up. Let's debunk it right now.
I wanted to ask.
Someone made a TikTok saying that there were fake rules, that Jake Paul got to wear a head mask, and he got to tag Team Logan if he needed help.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Team Logan.
It went so viral.
I'm not saying TikTok should be banned, but it is something that I think has just completely mind-warped so many young people. We grew up being told, don't believe everything you read on the internet. The internet has people lie on the internet. And we grew up pre-internet thinking like books, libraries, experts, etc. Now, people will not even get off TikTok to Google something. Like even Matt.
Me.
if you want to look something up that you're like, is this real? People don't leave TikTok to look up if it's real. They look it up on the platform.
That's the beauty of the platform, baby. But it's real people's experience. Looking up that or on Reddit, it's like real people's experiences.
That's the truth.
I like about it. Like, for example, if I want to try a magnesium supplement, I'll type in TikTok, see what people's real experiences are with it. Because Google's just going to be like, here are the facts.
Don't you want the facts?
No, I don't want the facts. I want someone's real experience.
But have you not?
Google is curated to sponsored posts anyway. So yes. It's like whoever pays the highest to get on the top of the SEO.
Or I'll search Reddit.
Scroll down a few pages.
And then you have to try and find it.
It's like, why would I want to read? This is my personal thing. Why would I want to read a whole
paragraph
of information than just someone being like, it worked?
Stick to your Ask Jeeves, dude.
Have you not experienced people lying on TikTok? Like, when I first realized, people are coming on here.
No, Matt King had a threesome and Good Influences ended. That is exactly what happened.
You're like, part of the problem.
Yeah, like, I just think that the platform is, and again, it could have happened on Reels or whatever, but just it's so crazy to see something with 300,000 likes that it's literally this person is lying for 90 seconds straight. And then people want to go up and look it up and they're like, well, I looked this up and I couldn't find anything else on TikTok about it. And it's like, get off TikTok. Look at something else.
I mean, yeah, I'll like look at multiple sources. I'm not just looking at TikTok, but it is a great place for especially like a girl like, how to do your hair this way. So easy. Because if you go to YouTube, it's like, hey, everyone, welcome back to my channel. So people have been asking. I'm like, shut the fuck up and just get to the tutorial.
Okay, but then there's also like, here's how I cured my cancer by drinking carrot juice. And it's like,
well, you're going to get that anywhere because I believe that when I was like 15 and none of that was around.
Or like the fact that people think there's like portals from Miami to the Arctic. Have you seen this thing going around?
Yeah, I made one about it. There are.
Oh my God.
I mean, didn't you see the one video?
I support the TikTok fan.
Mike said, tic-tac-toe. A winner.
The winner.
A winner.
Do you know that Nancy Pelosi, there was some statistic about how old she is. It's like she was still in high school when John F. Kennedy got assassinated or something. Like, it's some absurd. She's so fucking old.
Everyone in that fucking place is old. We want to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe.
A winner.
And everyone was like, what?
Like, her speech was like,
it
you haven't seen this?
Bad.
No.
Oh, she's also the most
it'll pop up
corrupt.
Right,
there's like a, she makes a lot of money from insider trading.
Oh.
And basically because she has access to the laws that are going to get passed of like, oh, this chip company is going to get a contract from the U.S. government in 6 months for $30 billion. She'll buy a bunch of stock. And then 6 months later, her stock will like 50X and whatever. So she's worth $100 million. Like, which is insane because the salary is like a few hundred thousand dollars for her career. So for her to be worth $100 million is insane. But what people started doing is there's an account, I think it's called QuiverQuant, where this guy just looks at what stock market trades Nancy Pelosi and other members of Congress make, and then just copies those trades, and they just make so much money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can you do that for me?
Sure, yeah. I'll talk to you after. Yeah.
Thank you.
You have, is your Bitcoin still doing up, or the ETF or whatever you have?
Oh, yeah.
Is it doing well?
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
What was your buy-in that you got it at?
Well, I originally bought Bitcoin back in like 2017 and Ethereum when it was like $100, $150 in 2017.
What was your mindset then? Like, how did it even come on your radar?
I had friends that did it, and I remember a friend told me about Ethereum. I was like at some event and some kid was like, dude, Ethereum is gonna like make me a millionaire. And I was like, I never even heard of what this was. I literally
like, thought, is it a drug?
It sounds like a scam. And it was only worth like, I don't know, $1 or $2 at the time. And he put in like 10 grand. And I was like, that's
holy fuck.
That's a lot of money to put in something that's nothing, right?
This was like 2016. It was, you couldn't even, there was no, I don't even think you could buy it on Coinbase at that time. You had to have like a cold storage wallet and you had to know how to code and whatever. But this is now Ethereum is worth like $3,000. So if you 3,000 times your $10,000
like
investment,
$5,000.
Yeah, exactly.
But what made you want to put money in?
I was like, when I was in New York, living in New York at the time, it was all everyone was talking about. This is like before the huge bump in the 2020 COVID era, like before it was online and meme coins and meme stocks. The friend group that I was just happened to be in New York, we were just like all in on Bitcoin. We was like, this makes sense. The blockchain makes sense. It's gonna have a store of value, and the way that the coding for this works seems to be pretty legit, and it's like open sourced and it's not run by a company. Let's just put a few thousand dollars in and see what happens.
So at the time, how much did you put in of your savings? Was it like 10%, 5%?
I wasn't very rich back then at all.
Well, regardless of rich, like it's just like
I didn't have savings is my point. I just had like money in my checking account that I put in. I would put in like a few thousand bucks.
And was that like a good amount to you then?
Yeah, I was. I mean, it was like a.
What do you mean then? I'm just kidding.
Well, because that's like, that's so risky. So all these people who put all that money in on like nothing, I'm just so shocked that they
I don't even think
that.
It was. Well, it wasn't nothing back then, because when I graduated college in 2011, I remember me and my business partner at the time went to like dinner with one of our.
The potato guy?
Yeah.
The potato guy.
We went to dinner with one of our econ professors like after we graduated, and we were like, what do you think about Bitcoin? He's like, I don't know. And at this point, this is like Bitcoin was worth $1. And we were like, should we put $500 each into Bitcoin and like see how it goes in 10 years, which now would have been 2021. So like if I would have put $500 into Bitcoin my senior year of college in 2011, I wouldn't be sitting on this podcast right now.
How much money would you have about?
Millions.
Damn.
It's $500. How much was it then?
I mean, I could do the calculation, but I think let me see.
I can't imagine a chef not having a Bitcoin.
Let's.
You know what I mean?
Because if it was like $100 and now it's worth 70,000.
Bitcoin price in 2011.
Even if you just bought one, that'd be great.
It's like 70.
It was $30 in 2011. That was the high. Let me do some quick math here. If I were to put $500 into Bitcoin when it was $30 in 2011 and I left it and didn't touch it, and Bitcoin hit $70,000 today, I would have $1.16 million. Which is insane. So off of $500 is crazy. But yes, everybody sold.
Right. Everyone would have sold when they had like $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I probably would have. I did. I sold Bitcoin in like 2020, right before the Joe Biden, Donald Trump election, because I thought Bitcoin was going to crash. Either way, I was just like, I feel like everyone's scared Donald Trump's going to win again.
So
or
would
the
you
Joe
end
Biden's.
Up?
So I sold it. And then I bought right back into it. So, like, nothing really happened, but it was quite a risk and kind of dumb. Now I'm just like, I haven't touched it.
And do you have a number that you're planning on pulling it out at?
No, I don't think so.
You're just going to leave it in forever?
Until, like, yeah, maybe, like, until I maybe never need to work again. Like, if that's the number that it gets to.
It's so crazy.
Moving on, Eminem, or Joe Marshall. Sorry.
Joe Mathers. Oh, it's Mathers.
Is it possible that Eminem's your dad?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
I mean, my mom was all over concerts back in the day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you...
How old is Eminem right now? 51?
Eminem is probably...
I want to say he's 51.
51.
Wow.
I do look like Eminem.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. The black hat. You should get that exact hat.
I was going to say, you should get that exact hat.
People like say, like, who's this? Get this Eminem guy off my page. Like,
people are saying that, really?
Yeah, what a compliment.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
It's me.
I mean, seriously, how cool?
That is cool, Joe.
Okay, don't let it get to your head.
No, it is. It's in there.
Okay. You start going to rap battles.
I would love that.
Can you rap?
No.
Could you freestyle?
No. I really want to be do like stunt work for people because I also get Tobey Maguire and Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, I dub myself.
You don't get Jake Gyllenhaal.
I don't get
you
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Edit yourself to look like Jake Gyllenhaal and do body swaps on Instagram.
Okay,
and...
chill out.
Okay, yeah.
But I do get Tobey Maguire.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Joe, I'm gonna play a rap beat. You got to freestyle, okay?
But gee, I don't know how to rap. I feel like I'm at the lunchroom right now. Come on, dude. You got to do it.
Come on,
Joe.
Fun.
Rap about this podcast.
We're gonna blow up, motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck up.
All right, anyways. This is embarrassing.
Just no rhymes at all.
No. Oh, fuck go, bitch.
Are you guys ever gonna have guests on Good Influences?
Nope.
Why?
Because we're doing well on our own. We have four guests every week.
We hate guests.
Just you have four guests?
There's already so many people on it. It's like hard. I feel like it's already hard sometimes to talk if you want to say something.
Yeah, it's a lot. Four people's a lot.
So it's always going to be the four of you.
Yeah. Or what we've done is like if someone is sick or like can't make it or something, we'd have like someone fill in.
We had Ben Kahn one time. We had Connor Wood, a.k.a. Fibula, one time. We had Brooke Averick
Lord DIY.
Lord DIY.
Do you have someone making like...
Connor Woods.
Like, does everyone split... all the responsibility, 25%?
Sure don't.
Not really, but it's like fine.
Like, what is it?
I don't really know. I feel like a lot of, like Mike mostly edits.
Yeah, I do. And I manage like the YouTube channel. And I'll do the titles and thumbnails.
We'll like split editing.
Yeah, Carly, me and Carly split editing duties.
And then I make like TikToks.
Yes, Carly does the TikToks.
Which I've been slacking on.
Aaron does the accounting.
Yeah, and Matt shows up. He's a great time.
It's pretty impressive to like... for four people to run something like all simultaneously. It's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, thank God Aaron's, I feel like shout out to Aaron for having like a Google spreadsheet.
Because, oh yeah. Like, she's very, Aaron also does scheduling, which is really,
she's such a scheduler and a organized person. We literally have a spreadsheet that's like episode titles and
what day we're filming, what day everyone's posted. Like when you travel, you have to put in your travel dates in there.
Yeah.
And so like Matt's always gone. Aaron's always gone.
Yeah. It works really well because then it's like, okay, in 3 weeks, like who's here, you know? And it's like, okay, we'll do this.
So we booked our scheduled episodes from now through like the end of May. We have all of our episodes scheduled. Because
recorded.
We know. No, they're not recorded yet, but
people get really mad that we like pre-film so much. Because they're like, sometimes you talk about things that are non-topic anymore, which I get. But it's kind of different now because we moved studios. So I feel like it'll be a little bit more.
And why do we move studios?
Well, a lot of
reasons.
Roll
the clip.
Yeah.
Do you guys figure out all your topics way prior?
Usually the day before. Usually we're just like, someone will text like, ideas tomorrow, and we'll just like kind of.
And is it in a group chat?
Yes, yeah. We have a group chat.
Yep. It's fun. I feel like I get a lot of mine from Reddit, obviously. Like, I'll stumble upon, because I'm subbed to, like, Ask Reddit. Usually there's really interesting threads, and so I'll just, like, whenever I see them, I'll just save them in a note folder, and then I'll save them for if we ever need, like, topics or something.
Carly's really good with coming up with ideas for episodes.
They're fun, yeah. I feel like it's Reddit just, like, putting the idea in my head, but, yeah, it's fun.
Feel free to not answer, because I'm just curious.
Yeah.
But do you guys just put everything into a bank account, and then it just gets split out like twice a week?
Erin does it with her accountant and your accountant. It goes into like a banking account that they have, and then I mean it's pretty easy. There's like three sources of revenue coming in from YouTube, our ads and our audio ads, and then it goes out what we pay out is for the studio time and the thumbnail guy, and that's like the expenses, and then you just tally it up and we split the money.
You have someone doing your thumbnails? I thought you did it.
I communicate with the thumbnails guy and I send him the clips of the thumbnails, like when we're making the faces to the thumbnails, and I give him options for the titles of the episodes, and then he generates them and then I upload them and swap them out.
How much does he cost?
Not that expensive. He's really affordable.
He does our
$25 a thumbnail
too.
Well, we don't want to do pricing on here, but sure, around that.
He does OnlyFriends too. Thumbnails.
Where'd you find him?
He works for TJ. Or he used to work for Ride or Cry. No, he still works for Ride or Cry. What am I saying? He works at Ride or Cry. Yeah.
You need a thumbnail guy?
I'd love to dabble with one, but I guess.
I don't think you really need it.
Yeah, I feel like you're pretty good
with
yours.
You're good with it, yeah.
But I feel like you guys are pretty good with yours, because didn't you used to do them?
No, never for Good Influences. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you always did them.
No, I never did them.
I just don't know how to do graphic stuff like that.
Yeah,
like, mine would look terrible if I tried.
Do you like my thumbnails? Can we psychoanalyze my podcast?
Can we pull up a thumbnail and psychoanalyze it?
Sure.
You mean more than I already have, Joe? Does Joe call you for YouTube advice ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, chat with
but
both
also,
you guys.
But also, he'll do this really annoying thing. He'll just text and be like, hey, which already pisses me off. And then I'm just like, what's up? And he won't respond.
Yeah.
Like, the faces
Those are great. Those are fine.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
It's pretty good.
What could be better?
That font is a little hard to read. I can't read the word Maldives.
On the bottom?
Yeah. Also, like, is that name Lexi Hensler? I don't know who that is. Is she, like, is there an affiliation that I should know who she is?
Do you think having someone's name on the title helps, or you think it hurts it?
I don't know. It might not help. Like, I think she's in wrestling. Is that correct?
She's a big YouTuber. She is not a wrestler.
So why? Because, like, when I... Well, okay, I just saw you posted a clip of her, and I saw it, looked at the tags, because I was like, who is this? But you tagged, like, the WWE, WWF, like...
No, I tagged the Maldives. I tagged Hotel Tour. I tagged...
Maybe I'm thinking about someone else then.
You're thinking about someone else.
Another blonde girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you have a different blonde girls in the WWE recently?
Yeah, there's multiple blonde people on the planet.
So I...
And in the WWE.
I have, like, face blindness a little bit. Okay, I can't really...
I do, too. It's okay. I don't know who any of these
Do you have that?
What?
Where you, like, you can't tell people apart and recognize them?
No.
I have a really tough time with that.
Me too.
Like, I meet people multiple times in a row, and I'm like, I can't tell if I've met them before.
Are you like, okay, so for me, if say I'm selling something on Facebook Market, and okay, I see their profile picture, and then I, like, meet up with this person. I'm just, like, doing a random scenario. I meet up with that person. If they don't look exactly like that fucking profile picture, I have no idea who's walking up to
all
me.
All the
time. I have no idea. If you're not wearing the same shirt, if you don't have glasses now,
shirt.
If you have a mustache now, I'm not going to recognize
I
you.
I think everybody is the catfish. It's like, and no,
no
matter
it's not
what,
even that, it's just like,
no, but yeah, unless they, yeah, I totally agree. If
yeah,
I'm going on a first date from like a dating app, or yeah, if someone's like, oh, I'm going
to
set you up with this person to like go have oh, lunch with them, and I like see their LinkedIn profile, good luck. I have no idea if I'm going to know who they are or not.
That's so funny.
It's really so bad. Hard to like, yeah, like people's faces. I just don't have.
Who's the actor? Do you remember the movie White Boy Rick?
No,
that sounds so familiar.
It's
yeah.
I think it's Ryan Reynolds. Well, it's Matthew McConaughey. I did not. He was wearing a fake mustache the whole movie. I had no idea it was him.
Oh, that's
I
so funny.
Literally at the end, I was whoever I was watching it with. I was like, wait, was that Matthew McConaughey? And they were like, are you fucking kidding me? He was just wearing a fake mustache. That's it.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough out here in the streets.
Yeah.
When you go on dates with people you met online, do you have a process for vetting them before you go out and meet them in person?
Not really.
Is your criteria pretty low? Like, you're just trying to go out and meet people, and then if there's a spark, there's a spark? Or are you pretty
no,
selective?
No, I try to be pretty selective.
You don't want to waste your time?
Yeah, or their time. And, like, I don't... Yeah, I already have so much to do, and I, like, don't even have enough time to see my friends and the people that I want to see. So to schedule in a random person that may be a waste of a night is not something I'm interested in. So I really try to, like... make sure I'm potentially seeing someone that could work out.
Have you been on any bad ones since we last saw each other?
No.
Have you been on any good ones?
Sure.
Cute.
Where'd you go?
And that's the end of that conversation.
No. Where do you take someone on a date nowadays?
Oh, it depends.
Like drinks or dinner?
Well, I have not had a sip of alcohol in all of 2024.
Good job.
So cool. The last night I drank was New Year's Eve.
Do you go out for drinks or do you go out for dinner or what? Bowling?
Like, how do you go out with, like, friends and stay out late? Like, I don't get that.
How do I go
Sorry,
out?
I
like,
totally veered this conversation.
Like, to
way.
A party?
Yeah.
It was tough at first. But I also have, like, read a lot. I've also watched a lot of podcasts and, like, people talk about how to do that. How to, like, not...
Coke.
Diet Coke?
No, Coke.
Oh,
cocaine.
No. That's not the answer. It's like...
No, I know you don't do it. But I feel like most people, if they're not drinking, they're doing something to, like, keep them up.
I don't know.
I don't do
I think if people
want to
stop, I think if people want to stop drinking for like health reasons, that they're not going to supplement it with something way unhealthier. There are people
True.
That don't drink and will do like mushrooms and cocaine and go nuts, but that's
mushrooms
not.
Mushrooms are fine. They're natural.
I mean, I
tried chocolate mushrooms for the first time.
What'd you think?
It didn't really do much. It was kind of like a microdose vibe, but
did it do
we were
anything?
We were giggling. Yeah, I just felt really light and giggly all
did
day.
Did the walls
but then
transform?
Me, no, it wasn't like a trip. It was just like a very subtle difference. But Nolan and I were very giggly. And then it made me super, like, high sleepy by the end
interesting.
Of the day.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, of course. I want to try, like, more because I didn't really feel much.
You want to see the walls vibrate?
I want to see. Do I want to see my legs
see
come off.
You want your refrigerator to start talking to you? Whoa, Carly.
No, I'd literally kill myself.
I'm hungry.
I want my head to spin around and become possessed. No, I don't know. I just think it's, like, a very mind-opening. I want to do ayahuasca, but I don't want to do ayahuasca.
They say it could change you forever.
Crazy.
I know. I want to know what that's like, though. Like, my friend...
We can't risk it, Carly. Your personality is really good right
it's
now.
It's really good.
It's like, I don't know
crazy.
If it could get better.
Wait,
so like,
my personality's good.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from like a certain point.
I also think like it's not the risk of it getting any better is not worth the risk of you coming back and being like, I am now interested in Sylvia Plath novels and I do not like comedy.
No. I would not be like that. One of my favorite comedians does. She's done it like three times.
Who? But you don't know what Annie she was Letterman. Like before.
No, she's done it. It was like recent, sort of. And she's so funny. She's still funny now. And she was just on Whitney Cummings' podcast. And she said that doing ayahuasca for her feels like she's gone to 30 years of therapy.
I don't think so.
I don't know, man.
We
like Carly how she is.
Yeah, we do.
I don't.
Actually?
No, I think I have a great personality and I'm funny, but I don't like my insides all the time just because I have anxiety and overthink everything. But I am on SSRI.
Have you tried meditating?
Yes. Like, I do. I meditate, but it's kind of hard for me. I mean, like, I'm also watching TikTok, but I'm watching a meditative
while you're meditating?
TikTok. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, but maybe.
I look up on TikTok, 10-minute meditations.
What'd you think of the Magic Castle?
Oh, it was the best experience.
They found a dead magician in the closet.
Yeah, Matt told us there's been a few dead bodies that have been found there.
Like, dead magicians?
It's honestly the perfect place to find a dead body in a closet. Like, I'm sorry, it sounds so fucked up, but like at a magic castle?
Yeah.
It's almost a puzzle.
You went, right, Joe?
I went a week before you.
How did you get in?
I went with the magician. And I can go again if you want.
Who do you know that's a magician?
I have a friend.
Did you meet him at the magic castle?
No. It was someone else knew the magician and they made it happen.
Do you know that you can apply to become a member?
Yeah, but isn't it crazy costly?
It's like $7,000 initiation fee and then like $2,000 a year.
Who is doing that?
I'm going to do it. But you have to. You have to.
And you have to buy dinners.
No, you don't have to buy the dinners.
Yeah, you don't have to.
That's just you don't have to.
But I thought you did.
No, what you have to do is you have to perform magic in order to become a member. Like there's an audition process where you have to do three tricks for the magicians there.
That's cool.
And they have to deem that you're good enough.
Oh, wait, that's pretty sick. So yeah. You can only have a membership if you're good at magic.
Right. Yeah. It's not just like
I respect that.
You can't just join it like a country club and like, oh, I want to be a member of the Magic Castle.
That's not true.
Okay.
Because if I was just a rich guy here in Hollywood, I could become a member.
No, you can't.
I think you can.
No, you can't.
Well, then how else
go
can you
try.
Get in? What?
Go try.
Yeah. Why don't you try
the magic
try
tricks
and
on TikTok and then go.
Did you go through all the rooms?
We kind of did. There's so many rooms, and I think there's some secret rooms too.
Did you do big magic?
We did. Okay, so we saw the first guy, which was like in the smaller theater, and he was an older dude, really funny. Pretty good magic, but it was like some of it was a little gimmicky. Then we had tickets to the main room, and the main room was like probably 200 people in there. It was a full theater, three acts. Yikes. It was not that good.
Really?
The first guy did like a good 4 minutes.
Was it cheesy?
It was so cheesy, dude. This guy was like in his 60s, older dude, and his first 4 minutes of his routine was him doing the robot to like an 80s song on stage, and it was just, and he wasn't really good at it, so it was just kind of like
that's hilarious
watching someone do the robot, and I was like, this is not magic, like what are we doing here? And that was kind of like the whole vibe of that show, was just kind of corny older, but the audience was loving it because it's like a bunch of old people and tourists and stuff, so that was cool. Then we saw a close-up magician. Unbelievable. This guy's been there since he's 14 years old.
Damn.
Like he owns that room. Close-up card magic. We were like, wow, that was the fucking greatest. Thank God we got to see that. And then it was midnight, and we went to the piano room where they have a piano that, like, plays itself, which is, okay, we'll go and hang out there. Yeah, Irma, the ghost piano. And we were like, well, let's just, like, get one more drink because there was no more shows. We went to a show, and they were like, sorry, we need a minimum of 20 people to put the show on. And there was only six of us.
Oh, wow.
So they didn't do the show, the final show of the night, because it was a Monday, whatever. We're getting a drink, and the security guard comes up, is like, hey, what are you guys doing? And we're like, damn, we're getting kicked out. This sucks. And he was like, do you guys want to see some magic? And we're like, oh, yeah, for sure. And then he brings us in. He's like, well, my favorite magician just did a show. There's only like three people watching it. You guys should go see him. We go into like a room that wasn't on the list. It's not on the schedule. We go down into the room. We sit down. And it's just us in this little room. And I sit at the table with this magician. And I'm just like, let's fucking go. He immediately just points to Matt and goes, hey, why don't you think of a card? And Matt was like, four of diamonds? Guy goes, okay. We walked into the room 30 seconds ago. Guy pulls out his wallet. Unfolds the wallet. There's a Blockbuster card, and behind the Blockbuster card, he unzips it, pulls out a card, and it's a three of diamonds. And we're like, oh, he's like, what? Matt was like, well, I said the four of diamonds, not the three of diamonds. And he goes, oh, so you were off by one. And then he flipped the card around and it said off by one on the back.
What if he just has a ton of three of diamonds? Oh, never mind. That doesn't make sense.
There's 52 decks. There's 52 cards in the deck.
How My brain is like, that? He's got to make like a ton of cards, like off by one, off by two, off by three, off by
but
four.
But then.
No, I know. It's not
he
possible.
Has, even if he has one of each card and it's like off by one, for then he has to have 26 different cards.
I mean, how does he all do say that? Off by,
I have no fucking
That's
idea,
the thing about
Joe.
Magic. It pisses me off.
It was insane. Yeah.
So I'm like, just tell us.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, pick any card and it's in his wallet.
I mean, know, and next time it could be somewhere else. It could be in your pocket. Like, he was doing crazy shit. I won't reveal if you should go see him, but it was awesome.
When you went, were you able to figure out a lot of the tricks?
For him?
For anybody.
For most of it, yeah, because, like, I...
studied.
Yeah, and, like, I grew up doing magic and, like, friends with magicians and, like, bought them and go on websites to explore whatever. But this last guy that we went into that room, I was sitting at the table, inches away from this guy. It was... literally pure magic. I saw in between his hands. He had his sleeves rolled up. He would like show me right here like this. My hands are empty. Close his hands. Rub them. And like a full deck of cards would just appear.
And how would that happen?
I literally thought I might have taken drugs. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was the best magic I've ever seen.
How did they do that?
I don't know. I don't want to know. That I was just like appreciating the craft and just having the best time. We were screaming. It was like me and Ella and Patricia and McLean. And we were like,
oh my God,
are you fucking... It was so much fun.
How'd you guys get in?
Greta and Ella had some person that they knew that gave them like a guest pass. I would love to go. I'd go every week. I fucking love it there.
Okay. See, I don't like it because I don't want to get pulled on stage.
Oh, it's the best when you get pulled on stage.
Oh my God, nothing. No. Thank you.
Yeah.
Me and Caitlin got picked for one.
What'd you do?
He told her to think of a card, not say it out loud, and then... he used telekinesis, and I was able to figure out the card that she...
How?
Telekinesis.
But actually, how?
A magician never reveals
So he
secrets.
Told you what to do?
Huh?
Did he tell you what to do, actually, to know?
Telekinesis.
Oh, okay.
No, that's...
Did you hear Caitlin's voice?
Telekinesis.
Joe, you're doing the right thing. You don't want to reveal any...
But you
want to get
tell
invited
us
back
this.
To the Magic Castle.
Yeah.
Telekinesis.
Okay.
I saw David Copperfield in Vegas. Terrible.
Really?
Oh, I went with Aaron and I were doing a brand deal with, it was a couple years ago. It was like Snapchat MGM or something like that.
Okay.
And he has like a connection with Emo Night or something. So we got like tickets for like front row. It was me, Aaron, our agent. And we're all like the same age pretty much and just like girlies. And we were like giggling. Like it was really bad. And then because we had like a hookup, we automatically got like wristbands to like meet him after. We
oh
were literally like,
God.
I don't want to meet him.
What was it? Just like
it
old
was
magic?
So corny. I don't even know how to explain it. A lot of it was about his dad that had passed away and like an alien UFO like came over the audience. But it was definitely just like a craft. Like came over the audience. It was just like big and bulky and weird. He had this alien on stage. And
but
the alien...
did he do tricks?
Yeah, but they're all stupid. Like literally a balloon in the middle of the audience, pop in the middle of the show. And he'd be like, oh my God. And everyone would be like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Oh, so a lot of like prop magic.
Oh my God. Nothing about it. I was like, holy shit. I mean, I got way more from like David Blaine at David's house, but.
That was crazy. Remember, were you there when he handcuffed us all together?
I don't know. I've heard it so many times. I don't know if I was there or if I just remember that because you guys have told me.
What happened when he handcuffed
Someone
you
told
together?
Me I was really like freaking out, but I don't remember doing that. And you like,
David
lost,
Blaine came
lost
to...
the key or something?
Yeah. You don't remember if
I don't think
happened?
I was there.
I feel like it was you. I know.
I had
was...
to like cut his lips open with when he like sewed them shut.
Oh, that's horrific.
Or something like that. Oh, or maybe
God.
I had to put any, I don't know.
That was like peak being friends with David Dobrik. He was like, come over to the house. David Blaine's coming over. I was there instantly. I ran over.
Do you know I met up with him to be his cameraman?
No way.
Yeah.
Forever ago or like...
Like a couple
During
years ago.
What happened?
There was no way I could do it.
Why?
Because he was like, you're okay like doing all the stunts. Like you have to be there with me doing all the stunts. I'm like, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah.
And he's like, if I'm going like on a motorcycle, like doing whatever,
shit.
Like I need you to be behind me. I'm not going to survive.
Yeah.
So I told him that I wasn't able to do
it. Did you just say you want to be a stunt person?
No. I don't want to be. I want to be. Oh, yeah, I did. I wanted
I
to be a stunt
that.
Double for Tobey Maguire.
Oh, stunt double. Okay,
that requires
but not
doing
stunts.
More dangerous stuff than David Blaine does.
Not stunt double. Sorry, body double.
Body double.
So, like,
oh, a body
when he's
double.
In the trailer, I'll be standing there.
That's
pretending.
Called a stand-in, not a body double.
I want to be the stand-in.
Or decoy.
Yeah, he's the man. When I met him at a party, I walked into some party, and he was, like, doing magic for Jaden Smith. Like, just classic David Dobrik old days, where just, like, you're in a party with Jaden Smith and David Blaine. And...
an AJR.
I don't remember how I just like, he just like started talking to me and doing tricks and whatever. And it was insane. I was like so excited. And then my brother had like this connect to these guys who make jetpacks. Have you heard of this company?
Oh.
The Take On Gravity. And like these guys were making like legit jetpacks. And I just come from their place. And I was like, would you be interested in flying in a jetpack? And he was like, what do you mean? And I showed him a video. He's like, connect me with them. And I was like, oh, cool. How do you want me to do that? And he goes, take my number. And I was like, okay, what is it? And he goes, that's not how we do it. And then he pulls out his phone and he like had a picture on his background. And he was like, just pull out your camera. And I was like, okay. And he had me scan a picture on his phone. And then like instantly on my phone was David Blaine's number. It saved.
Whoa.
It was kind of cool. I was like, all right, that's a cool way for David Blaine to give you his phone number. Like,
you still have it?
Yeah. I texted him. He texted me back.
You ever wrong text him by accident? Like, no. Oh, my bad.
I mean, this has been like 4 years at this point. I wouldn't text him now.
Hit him up.
Hey, you remember me? We met at that party 4 years ago.
You're just like, what are you doing today?
Pre-COVID.
You free? You want to hang?
Keep you on my podcast.
No, I don't think you remember who I am. There would be no way. Are you excited for that new movie, The Civil War, that's coming out?
Yeah, it looks incredible.
Never heard of it.
There's like a movie that is about if America goes to civil war today, like the red states versus the blue states, I think.
A24 making it.
Yeah, and Alex Garland, the guy who directed.
It's going to be like funny.
No, it's going to be like, well, there is a little bit of comedy in it. Like the trailer's kind of funny, but it's also like really dark and full-blown war between like Texas.
State by state?
I don't know the exact premise that they're doing, but I'm assuming it's probably related to like the current political climate.
What would I do if we were in a civil war? Like, what would be my role?
Probably hiding.
Yeah, you'd definitely be hiding.
You'd be a good hider, yeah.
I'd be like, no one, fine, look at me. You weirdos.
Do you like my Krispy Kreme hat?
Yeah, actually a lot.
Isn't it great?
Krispy Kreme is one of the coolest things out here in California, because we didn't have it in New Jersey.
Oh, we have it in Omaha.
No, not New Jersey.
There's no Krispy Kreme in New Jersey?
No.
What is there? Dunkin'?
Dunkin's everywhere. Oh. There's literally Dunkin' on every corner, like every corner.
We also have Wawa, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not Krispy Kreme donuts.
No, but they have donuts at the Wawa, which I would argue are better than the Dunkin' Donuts ones.
Are you high? No, a good Dunkin' Donut? Are you kidding me right now?
No, Krispy Kreme obliterates a Dunkin' Donut.
Sir, it depends. Oh, yes. Krispy Kreme obliterates a Dunkin' Donut for sure. Have you had a sidecar donut?
No, I don't think so.
I have.
They have Krispy Kreme at MSG when you get off the train in Madison Square Garden at
Penn
Station.
That's New York City, Mudgy.
I know, but like, I don't know. I feel like that's in New Jersey.
No, different state.
Okay, that's fair.
One just, it looks sadder.
Wait, what?
New Jersey. One just looks more sad.
Carly just had her first Raising Cane's the other day.
I don't know what that is. What's Raising Cane's?
You don't know Raising Cane's?
Well, you can't have it. It's not kosher.
Oh.
Thanks, bro.
You're welcome, bro.
What are you guys doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Hopefully as little as possible.
I asked Mike, I was like, what are you doing tonight? He's like, hopefully nothing. But you looked horrified when you said it. You go, hopefully nothing.
I'm just too socially battery drained.
Yeah. See, that's me when I go out for like an hour. I'm like, I can't speak.
It was
to one
fun
more
seeing
person.
You out the other. I saw Carly out in the wild the other night.
I did come out into the wild and Patricia's I wasn't hiding. Party. I didn't hide.
And you looked great. You were like dressed all cool.
Thanks.
Like,
I had Nolan pick my outfit.
Oh, really?
But I picked my own after.
Well, clearly. Yeah, this is...
I don't know how to dress myself. I just wear matching outfits now. Yeah, it was really fun. Her party was really fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
I know. I should go out more.
So I've gone out every single night since then.
Jesus.
Isn't that nuts?
I went out that night and I'm like, I'm good for a couple months.
Yeah, I know.
And we probably stayed till like 11.
Yeah, no, I was out till I think 12:30 that night. Oscars party Sunday night. Magic Castle Monday night. Mount Joy at the Troubadour.
All without drinking.
All without drinking. If I was drinking, I would die.
Who's the coolest person you mingled with recently?
Coolest person?
Joe Volpes.
No, like if you're going out every night and you're going to like Oscars parties, is there anyone you bump shoulders with that was like really cool?
When you say cool, you mean like famous?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm not. No, I don't. I didn't go to like an Oscars official party. I went to like a watch party for the Oscars at our friend's house.
Like Matt's house?
Oh! Yeah. I thought you were like dressed up, black tie.
No, I didn't go to like the Vanity Fair Oscars party.
Oh, here I am thinking completely different things. Okay.
No, it was like at Megan and Sally Dar's house and she made like what was it called?
Poppenheimer.
Popcorn?
Jalapeno Poppenheimers.
What the fuck is that?
Like jalapeno poppers, but jalapeno Poppenheimers. There
I
was
get it.
Anatomy of a Fall, a charcuterie board for Anatomy of a Fall. There was drinks, which were called pour things. So you could like pour the things. There was Sterling K. Brownies
Wrong
for Sterling K. Brown. It was fun.
It
I had a great
it.
Time. Yeah.
Cool.
I watched the Oscars for the first time.
What'd you think?
And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
Did he really not read the nominees?
I don't think they were supposed to read the nominees, because the whole show they were showing like full clips of each movie throughout the whole show, and that's how they've done it historically, is like they don't reread the nominees at the end. It's just the big moment. But they keep fucking up the biggest moment of the night.
Why? Because he said, "I see."
First of all, he didn't even say, like, "And the winner is, and the Oscar goes to." Like,
just ice. My eyes see.
And he also, like, stumbled over it, and it was just like he was unsure, and the music didn't start on time. But the reason why they, like, a lot of what I read is that they usually will find some big celebrity that all the people care about.
Like Al Pacino.
Right. Or like, but it's always going to be some old guy, because in order to get everyone to stay in their seats till the very end of the show.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah, they have to like get people to be like Taylor Swift should be the person who says the Oscar.
Yeah, an old guy.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't have Al Pacino, who's like barely literate and like, I don't know, it was cringe. And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
Was there any backlash for it?
Not really, but like it was just like, what the fuck?
Right.
And when they messed up Moonlight because they had some old guy read it too. Remember that?
That was a while ago.
That was like 3 years ago.
Oh, yes.
Again, just some old fucking actor that doesn't, can't read.
That was terrible.
Ugh.
Those moments cringe me the fuck out. Or like when the guy, was it Steve Harvey when he announced Miss America?
Oh, yeah. He said it wrong, right?
It was like it was a wrong person, and he had to be like, "I'm so." After she was crowned, he was like, "I'm so sorry."
How does that happen? Because doesn't it say the person's name on the card?
I think it says the person and the runner up, and maybe you just get nervous.
I did see a good breakdown of like, what's it called? Graphic design, and like the principles of graphic design are so important, because the way that the hierarchy of the font sizes and where things are and how your eyes go on a page, if that's not taken into account, it's very easy to read something incorrectly.
But I think they open the thing and it just says one person's name.
No, it says like the Oscar name. Then it says like the name of the producer. Then it says the name of the movie smaller in the bottom. Then it says the award name. Like, it's not super clear.
They need to just have it that only.
And it needs to say, and the Oscar goes to Oppenheimer.
Fill in the blank.
Not like Emma Thomas, producer, like Christopher Nolan. It's not.
Bro, I'd be up there and be like, can you guys just read it for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not like I saw the one that said Moonlight on it, and it's kind of confusing. Moonlight's like not the biggest piece of text on it. And it says like the name of the producers, who not everyone knows who the executive producers of these movies are. And I think with the Moonlight thing, they thought it might have been one of the actors because they had the same last name as a producer. So, yeah.
That's terrible.
I mean, just stop wheeling out half dead, washed up actors to barely
read. Politicians.
Well, yeah, they should kick all those people out.
Yeah. 60 and below.
Mandatory, forced out of office when you hit 60 years old. Yeah.
No, the card right here that says Moonlight literally just says Moonlight.
Let me see.
It doesn't even say. Oh, sorry. Oh,
Jesus, Joe. Get that on the wide angle.
I underhanded it. It doesn't even say La La Land. It literally just says Moonlight.
I actually don't know.
Maybe it's a fake pic.
No,
that's all the images.
Oh. Well, it says
what
Kyle.
Did he say? La La Land?
Yeah, he said La La Land, and then Moonlight was the real winner.
Was he holding up did he have a previous card in his hand from a different Oscar?
He could have done that. Like, he could have been reading the nominees and not realized that he didn't switch the cards.
How did Warren Beatty read Moonlight wrong?
How in the world?
Beatty told the audience that they received the wrong envelope, saying that he saw Emma Stone's name on the card, meaning he was given the card with the award for Best Actress.
Oh.
So they gave him the wrong card.
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, so in his defense, it's not his fault.
Yeah, but like, that'd stick with you forever.
But it sounds like you're right. La La Land also may not have been on that card. It might have just said Emma Stone.
So he just had a thing.
And he just thought Emma Stone, I guess it's Moonlight, or I guess it's La La Land, and yeah.
That's how he knows it. I guess it's La La Land.
Like, yeah, dude, it's so easy. And the Oscar goes to name of the movie.
Maybe this will blow up and people will see how well you said that.
And you'll
that,
host next year.
And you'll be able to host it.
Would Ready? You want to host something like that?
Oh, hell yeah. I'd hire like some of our friends to help write it, like write the jokes and get like John Mulaney in the mix. I would kill it.
Yeah, John Mulaney in the mix. Love
what
that.
What number Oscars was it? 55?
The one that just happened? Yeah. It was like 97.
Yeah.
97?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 98th annual Oscar Awards.
You do every day in the mirror to manifest it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 98th Academy Awards. For those of you wondering, Al Pacino will not be reading the final award tonight. We got someone that everybody loves, Donald J. Trump.
Donald Glover.
Did you see that he read Trump's Truth Social live on air as well?
Oh, that was actually real.
I thought it was a bit. And then I went on Truth Social. I went to Donald Trump's page.
What is Truth Social?
Are you trying to say Twitter?
No, Donald Trump made a separate social network called Truth Social.
What does it look like?
It's exactly like Twitter.
Oh, okay.
It's a replica of Twitter, and that's like where Donald Trump makes all of his posts.
Oh.
Or truths.
That's so funny.
Or truths.
It's like, I got kicked out of here, I'm making my own.
And he made his own, and that's like where he posts his tweets. And he did that during the Oscars, and Jimmy Kimmel read it, and it was literally word for word what he said.
I thought it was a bit, because it was so on the spot.
No, it's
like,
literally
Trump
what he
on
said.
The spot. That's
oh, I
so
didn't know
funny.
Truth Social was even a thing.
Yeah, most people don't. It's a big failure.
Do you have your handle yet?
I'm verified. Yeah.
I'm actually at Barack Obama on Truth Social.
Oh, you look it.
Yeah, I really stir shit up over
Wait,
there.
I want, should I look? Is it like just incels, just like typing stuff? Or is it mostly just Donald Trump?
It's mostly just Donald Trump and like Ben Shapiro and some of those other lame-ass losers.
Should we do a three-hour pod? Go all the way?
You want to make a double episode? We could do a double header?
Like a part one? Nah.
No, I'll die.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We can wrap it up.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thanks
Good
for,
influences.
Thank you for forcing us.
Thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. You got your guys' podcasting mailing down below. I'm so sorry you guys split up. I'm so sorry That's you right. guys left Good Influences the other day to just live your lives, and now you're here.
And we mm-hmm. broke up to come here.
I'm sorry you guys broke up.
We split up. Good Influences split up.
It's very unfortunate. I'm sorry you guys got canceled, breaking up, ending the end, finale.
Could you imagine finished? If we just didn't post Good Influences for like a month and just for Joe so he could post this in a month so people would watch?
That'd
be like,
so
what
sick.
Happened?
Yeah. Addressing.
Not going to happen.
Addressing it. Thank you guys
you
so much.
Thumbnails?
Yeah. Guys, go check out Good Influences in the down below and leave this Woo! Video a like.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.